Hack Thompson, they don't headquarter in Nashville. They headquarter here because it's where they want to be. You know, Hack Thompson's a good example that you brought him up. Back, Hank got out of the Navy in about 19, whenever the war was over, 45, 46, and he had a radio show in Waco, WACO, called Hank the Hired Hand. And then he went on to change that to Hank Thompson and recorded his first record. I think his first record, if I recall, was Wolf Sailor. He got involved with a man in Dallas named Hal Harton. Hal Harton had a radio show in KRLD called Hal Harton's Hillbilly Hit Parade. And then he had a show on Saturday afternoon called Hal Harton's Cornbread Matinee. And Hank and his wife, first wife Dorothy, were married. They were both from Waco. Were married live on that radio show at the Old Majestic Theater. But Hank never got caught up in the Nashville scene. I think I said this on the phone to you the other night. Back in the late 30s and early 40s, country music was for today, it's just all encompassing. You say country music, you cover the whole gamut. But back in those days, it was the word. I don't know when I can't even remember when the word country music came about.